Hello again, it's September 28th, 2012, and I am Stefano, also known as Slandy, here on Audio Boo. Today I wanted to, I've already did one Audio Boo on a very serious nature. This morning I just wanted to tell you all about my adventures with my Korg M3R. Now, Korg M3R is a MIDI sound module or sound generation unit. It's basically a synthesizer without a keyboard. And what you do is you hook up a MIDI keyboard to it to play it. So probably several weeks ago now, I made an audio boo explaining that one of the buttons had broken on the front of the unit. And in my attempt to repair it, I had broken it further. I was looking for a unit, and somebody actually came back to me, said he has a unit for sale, but at the moment, I was just going to try to repair the one I've got without spending extra money. Now, I bought the unit at this pawn shop for about $30 Canadian, so it really wasn't a big expense, and it's not a big loss if I really don't get it to work. However, it works, and yesterday I tried in vain sort of my last-ditch efforts to repair it. And unfortunately, it failed. It failed miserably. The piece of plastic I had put in to try to mitigate the damage that I had done didn't work. It didn't stick. The glue didn't stick. The button fell off. So, long story short, it didn't work. So I decided to forgo repairing the button and just leaving it as is. I can still reach, there's a little pressure switch on the inside of the unit, and the access hole that the button left when it broke off allows me to just put a pencil in there or something and get access to that button. So I can still do the settings, although I did find yesterday in doing some experimentation that instead of going up one parameter at a time, it jumps. So sometimes you click it once and it'll jump like five or six parameters. And what this button does is allow you to choose the various patches or the various sounds, if you wish, of the synthesizer. So here I am clicking and I'm going across because there's 200 preset sounds in this unit. And so I'm pushing the button, trying to figure out, and it's jumping around like crazy, and I see some very interesting sounds come across. Oh, that looks like, and then it's gone because it just hops two or three other steps. And next to that button, there are two buttons that allow you to jump up in increments of 10 parameters. Again, if you're doing, for instance, if you want to quickly go to a specific patch, you can do so by jumping by 10s. I'm still not 100% sure how this thing works. I've got the manual for it, but the manual is very confusing, very badly written. Whoever did this tried to do it graphically, and it just didn't work. So I'm kind of stuck with this manual. I'm gonna try it again. But last night I did come across some very interesting sounds, and I was just fooling around with my multi-track recorder and sort of laying down the beginnings of a piece that I hope to put in an audio boo probably by mid-October at this point. I still got a song I'm trying to write, and that's been very painful and very long, arduous process for me. I'm not, by any means, I'm not really a musician. Well, I'm not as good as a musician as my mind thinks I am. Because oftentimes I'll be in the shower and I'll be humming a tune or, making something up. And I'll find some really nice melody and I say, okay, keep humming it until I can get either to a recorder or, I don't normally have my iPhone with me in the shower. Some of you do, but I don't. Maybe I should. Maybe that's what I should do next time, is just fire up Audio Boo and just start singing and humming and whatever in the shower, and then at least if I come up with something interesting, I'll have it recorded. Why didn't I think of that? So, yeah. So what I was saying is, yeah, so often at times I'll come up with a melody or I'll be doing the dishes. That's often another time, and I'll be just whistling and kind of doing this beatbox thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Beatbox? Beat? Let's try that again. Beatbox. It's basically people that do drumming with their mouths, and they do all these noises. So I'll be doing that while doing the dishes. And what often happens is I come across something, and, oh, I got to remember that. And sometimes I do record it. Like I'll happen to have my iPhone close by. I grab it, I put on the voice memo feature, and I'll record a little passage. But do you think for once I would remember to go and listen back to these things? No. And I must have thousands of recordings in my voice memos because I use it as my personal audio journal. And so one day I'm going to have to sit there and listen to hours upon hours of my droning audio journals just to figure out which one of them contain these beatbox tune things that I've come up with. But that's, I suppose this is music related. But that's it. So I just wanted to update you all on the M3 synthesizer. It does work. It's a little funky, though, because the output plugs in the back are loose. So at times, the sound can get scratchy and distorted. So I'm going to have to look at that. I'm going to have to look at what I can do about improving the buttons so that it goes up in increments of one. I'm thinking of even foregoing the buttons that are there and then installing brand new buttons in a little sort of a remote unit that I'll build. Again, another interesting project that may be coming to light during this winter. I'll keep you posted on Audioboo. Thanks for listening.